T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. The MTA decided to survey subway riders about their top concerns, and you'll probably have no trouble guessing what the number one concern on that list was. Roger Stern with more from the Times Square station this morning. Roger.
Number one, Lee, personal safety and security. That's followed by homelessness, followed by people behaving erratically. Here at the Times Square station, Jared told us his biggest concern.
People trying to steal from you, attack you. You never know what's going to happen in the subways.
But Transit President Richard Davey tells 1010 Winds solving these problems is complicated.
You know, we have to work closely with our partners at the city, at NYPD, homelessness services.
Transit felonies are down from May to June, but there have been recent high-profile crimes to frighten riders, including a mass shooting on the subway and the gunning down of a Goldman Sachs worker. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live outside the Times Square subway station.
The MTA board votes tomorrow to bring cell service to subway tunnels. Right now, it's really only available in the East River Tunnel carrying the L train. The plan is to get service in all tunnels over the next 10 years. We've now had more than 1,000 people test positive for monkeypox in New York City, raising the question of what city health authorities are doing to try to stop the spread, which is predominantly among men who have sex with men. Samantha Liebman with the latest from Chelsea this morning. Sam?
And Lee, New York accounting for about a third of cases in the country. Governor Hochul announcing Monday the state has approved a new PCR test that will increase testing capacity, but vaccines continue to be hard to come by.
We do not want this to spread, and we'll do whatever we can to contain it. But again, the supply chain affects us. I want more doses. We don't have enough to meet the demand at this time. We're continuing to press.
This despite the World Health Organization declaring monkeypox a global health emergency. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
To date, we have distributed more than 300,000 vaccines to jurisdictions around the country. We have procured more vaccines than any other country in the world.
He says the U.S. is trying to get hundreds of thousands of more doses from a warehouse in Denmark and has ordered millions more. The White House considering its own emergency declaration to deal with the outbreak. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, outside City Health Clinic in Chelsea.
And we'll be talking about this at length this morning with City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan. He'll be on Newsline at 10:05 this morning. The Yankees travel all the way to Queens tonight for their first meeting with the Mets this year. Mark Renee is here with the Subway Series preview.
And Lee, if my math is right, this is the first Subway Series that'll begin with both teams at least 20 games over 500. Now, that didn't even happen when they met in the World Series 22 years ago, which has fans of both sides eyeing a long-awaited Fall Classic rematch, even with still more than a third of the season to be played.
I know we do have some games afterwards, but I also do realize how important these games are to our fans. And that's really why we all get up in the morning, isn't it? You know, if they didn't care, then we would all be playing on a sandlot somewhere.
It's Mets manager Buck Showalter Monday on The Fan. He'll start Taijuan Walker on the mound tonight while the Yankees go with Jordan Montgomery. And it should be Max Scherzer throwing tomorrow night against Domingo Germán. Mark Renee, 1010 Winds Sports.
An NYPD officer has been suspended in connection with what investigators say was a road rage incident. Suffolk County cops say 32-year-old Douglas DeBonnet was driving in Selden on Saturday morning when he got out of his car and broke the driver's side mirror off another driver's car and then sped off. They say he then showed up at the other driver's home and waved a gun in the face of that man's father while threatening the other driver. DeBonnet, who works out of the 110th Precinct in Queens, was charged with criminal mischief and menacing with a weapon. He was released without bail. U.S. News & World Report is out with its best hospital rankings. NYU Langone is ranked the top hospital in New York State and third best in the nation. CEO Robert Grossman says his people are focused on delivering the best possible care.
The doctors, nurses, all the staff, the transporters, the maintenance, the food services, the facilities, all of them totally focused on one goal, the best outcomes in quality and safety.
New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell was ranked 7th overall nationwide. Mount Sinai came in 16th. The best hospital in the country, according to U.S. News & World Report, is the Mayo Clinic. In Brooklyn, cops say a 77-year-old woman who was found with bruises all over her body was suffocated by an angry tenant she had taken in. Eleonora Bernard was found in her home on East 45th Street in East Flatbush Saturday night. The medical examiner declared her death a homicide. Now 51-year-old Andre Hooper is charged with her murder. Investigators say there was some kind of landlord-tenant dispute. Eleonora Bernard's son, Kari Edwards, ran unsuccessfully for Brooklyn Borough President last year. Somebody's been dropping off flyers in towns on the South Shore of Long Island. They're anti-Semitic in nature, referencing a Jewish plan for world domination, and Nassau County cops are trying to find the person or persons responsible.
The flyers first showed up in Rockville Center, then in Long Beach, and most recently in Oceanside. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says, based on doorbell camera footage, the person distributing the anti-Semitic flyers drives a white Prius.
They ride by like a newspaper guy in the morning, chucks it out the window, onto your lawn, to your sidewalk. In that flyer, there's a waiver that says these flyers were distributed randomly and without malicious intent.
In Long Beach, Mark said free speech is one thing, hate speech is another.
If they're calling to action or inciting, calling to incite violence against a particular group, I think that's where it becomes very dangerous.
The police commissioner and county executive Bruce Blakeman both say the flyers are intended to frighten and terrorize people. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Long Beach.
The NYPD has made an arrest in a shooting a week ago today in Harlem that left a 14-year-old boy dead. The suspect is 17 years old. He's charged with the murder of Justin Streeter of Plainfield, New Jersey, and the attempted murder of a 15-year-old who was wounded. Justin Streeter had recently moved out of Harlem. He was back saying goodbye when he was killed. There was gunfire in the Bronx last night. A man and a woman wounded near the Stebbins Playground in Longwood. That was around 11 p.m. About 2 hours earlier, a man was found shot to death on Home Street in Morrisania. Police sources indicate that victim had been arrested for attempted murder 3 weeks ago.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.